Hi there, sleepyhead. Finally, you're awake. I was getting impatient watching you sleep, you know. But now we can finally have our little talk. Shh, shh. Don't struggle. I made sure to tie those ropes nice and tight. You're not going anywhere, my love. It's just you and me. All alone in your house at last. I've waited so long for this moment. Can you feel my heart racing? I'm just so excited. I've been watching you for months, darling. Every single day. Following you home. Learning everything about you. Never even noticed me lurking in the shadows, did you? Poor thing. You're even cuter up close. Oh, don't be scared. I won't hurt you. Not unless I have to. I just want your full attention. And now I have it. All tied up with me, with nowhere to run. It's like a dream come true. You know, I really hoped it wouldn't come to this. Kidnapping you in your own home in the middle of the night. It's a bit dramatic, isn't it? But what choice did you give me, darling? You wouldn't respond to my letters, my messages, all those heart-shaped cookies I left at your door. You ignored everything. So I thought maybe you just needed a more direct approach. What was... was that me? Shh! Quiet down, you traitor! Sorry about that, darling. I guess I missed dinner while I was busy planning tonight's little surprise. Do you smell that? It smells sweet. And chocolatey. Is that cookies? You left some cookies out on the counter at a time like this? Oh, and I see a bag of marshmallows. And is that strawberry Pocky sticks? It is Pocky! And here, my favorite chocolate chip cookies! And there's even a half-eaten cheesecake in the fridge. Why do you have all my favorite snacks just lying around, You don't mind if I have a little bite, right? I mean, it's only fair. After sneaking in and tying you up, helping myself to your snacks is hardly the worst thing I'm going to do tonight. Just kidding. Oh gosh, that's so good. Where was I? Right. You. Terrified and at my mercy. So, darling, now that I have you right where I want you. Sorry, just one more bite. You really have excellent taste in snacks, you know? Oh! Right, the whole sinister confrontation thing. As I was saying, you belong to me now, and I'll do anything to keep you by my side, and... Oh, is this a chocolate bar? It is a chocolate bar! My favorite brand, too! You really stocked up on the good stuff, didn't you? You know, for someone who was supposed to be my hostage, you sure keep your place cozy and delicious. Are you trying to spoil me or something? All these goodies just happen to be here. It's almost like he wanted me to find them. I mean, how did you know I love strawberry pocky and triple fudge brownies? Unless you left them out for me on purpose. Could it be? Did you plan this? Were you luring me in? You knew I was coming, didn't you? You laid out my favorite treats like a trail of breadcrumbs straight to your heart. Oh my gosh! It makes sense now. Why else would everything I adore be right here? You wanted me here, didn't you? All this time I thought I was stalking you, but really you were baiting me, darling. Is that true? You can tell me. You're not denying it. That must mean it's true, right? Oh, my sweet, clever darling. You set a trap for me. You knew I'd be powerless to risk all these sweets and snacks, and you were absolutely right. You wanted to see me like this, didn't you? Stuffing my face and letting my guard down. You wanted your yandere girl to show her true soft self. You like seeing me indulge. Seeing me all soft and happy. Careful, I'm a bit heavier than I look. All these late night snacks have made me a very soft girl, you know. And you knew that, didn't you? You planned to pamper me, to fatten me up with love and treats so I'd stay by your side forever. Oh gosh, that's so romantic in a twisted kind of way. It's like we're both yandere for each other. Just imagine, darling. Now that we understand each other, we can finally be together. I'll be the best girlfriend, no, wife ever. I'll stay right here, sneaking into your kitchen every night, raiding your pantry. Oh, who am I kidding? I won't have to sneak in if you invite me, right? We can live together. And you can spoil me with breakfast in bed, lunch, dinner, second dinner, and dessert anytime I want. I'll cook for you too, of course. All your favorites. And I'll eat most of it. But I'll feed you bites from my hand because I'm just so sweet. We'll cuddle on the couch. I'll be the big spoon, obviously. I'm a big girl after all. So soft and warm. You'll never want to escape my embrace. I'll keep you safe and sound. No one will ever come between us. If any annoying person tries to take your attention, well, your devoted yandere girlfriend might have to scare them off. Just a little, for our sake. But I'm sure that won't be a problem, right? Because you only have eyes for me now. My heart is pounding just thinking about it. You're so comfy. I'm never letting go. Never, ever. You've been so good for me, staying quiet and listening this whole time. Such a good boy. Or girl. Either way, you're mine now. Here, let me get these roasts off you, my love. You've earned a little freedom. But no running, okay? Not that you want to run from all this, right? Of course not. There we go. Much better. Now I can properly cuddle you without those pesky ropes in the way. See? Being together like this, it's perfect. My big, soft heart and even softer body, all yours to love. And your heart, all mine. Thank you for inviting me into your life. Even if you did in such a sneaky way. Thank you. wanted to say that for so long. Now, how about we enjoy a little midnight snack together? I'll feed you a bite and you feed me one. Wouldn't that be cute? Ooh, we could use that cheesecake. Open wide, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. See? Sharing tastes so sweet. Now my turn. Say ah. This is the best night of my life. Here with you, enjoying yummy treats, finally being honest about our feelings. Let's stay like this a while, okay? No more hiding in the shadows for me. No more running away for you. Just us. My obsession, your indulgence. It's a match made in heaven, don't you think? I think I could fall asleep right here on your shoulder. Will you be here in the morning? Silly me, of course you will. I'll make us breakfast. Pancakes with extra syrup. Good night, my darling. I'll be dreaming of our sweet future.